Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
All right, so is everyone could hear each other?
Yes.
Yep.
Awesome. Sounds good. About time. You know, we thought, at first I thought it was the app, but I think it's just a combination of me and Ashley both closing out the program.
No, it was totally me. I keep getting like notifications on my TikTok, and then I'm like, ooh, somebody commented, let me open it, and then it can't.
It's like Pavlov's dog, like the bell rings, and it's like, ding.
Yeah. Oh, I have, and this is like totally me, like humble bragging, but I just set up TikTok because I'm a millennial, and we have nothing to do right now. And other than nobody's working, everyone's at home. No, but I posted a video the other day, and it has over 60,000 likes on my art. Bam, bam,
bam. Oh shit, my girl is making it. Don't forget about my other videos have people like... on the bottom. That's cool though. Well, is it just like the normal videos that you do where like you display it and all that kind of stuff and you take it out of the mold and stuff?
Kind of. I made a tutorial.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been like, just to, because a lot of people ask me like, hey, what do you do? How do you do this and that? So I figured, you know, best way would just be to like show you how to do it. So I've been making some videos, and that one, it wasn't like a full tutorial, but it just had like music playing in the background, and it just showed like a couple clips of like step by steps and the demolding and the finished product.
Oh man, that's awesome. What do you make?
I make like resin art with like weird stuff. Sometimes it's like has like insects in it. Sometimes it has like Ouija. I've started making Ouija boards. I use a lot of like flowers and I don't know.
They're banging.
Yeah. They're banging. Thanks.
No, man. I bought this tray. It's like a I don't know. It's a tray, and yeah. Like it has like the crystal looking thing to it, and
yeah,
I break up my flowers on it.
It's, your little nuggies.
My beautiful roses. But no, no, absolutely. So for the people listening, sorry, we're just kind of ranting here. I'm just having fun and talking. But Relationship Taco, so it's a show we do once a month, once every 2 weeks, once a week. It'll just all depend.
Whenever we feel like it.
Yeah, whenever it's like a relationship, you know, things aren't the same all the time. You know, things change, they flow, they morph. And so right now we're here. We're giving it to you. We're giving you all we got. And we do everything relationships. So it's not just... sexual relationships, often though we will come to that because it's more fun, right? So but we talk about friendships, we talk about everything that has to do with relationships and emotions and everything that has to do with that general thing. So we can get graphic at times, and so if you're straight edge or anything like that, you're probably not going to enjoy the podcast. So if you like to have fun and open up and talk and just be free, then you're probably going to enjoy it. And if you do enjoy it, make sure you please share, because it's the best way you can help us out. And every time you listen to the show, we get paid like a penny or something like that. I forget what it is. But we're racking up the big bucks. I think we racked up like $4 or something. By the time you know it, we're going to be world domination, and then Relationship Taco is going to be in your mouth everywhere you go. Relationship Taco. Ah! You know? So that's the goal. The goal is to get in your mouth as fast as possible. And
that's literally my husband's goal right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't it? I mean, that's always the goal. I know most guys are obsessive when it comes to sex, obviously, but I think, you know, females get underrated too for their sex drive and what they want, you know?
Honestly, women are just as sexual as men, if not more in a lot of ways. I would say that guys are like, yeah, let me like have an orgasm. But then women are like, I want to experience like this beautiful, euphoric, intense burst of magic. And so we're different. We're on like a different level than guys are.
Bitch. No, I'm just, no, I totally agree. You guys are like so much better than us when it comes to that stuff. Because mostly for me, it's just because you guys can have multiple orgasms without having to like just relax
that much.
Just because the downtime kills the mood. So it's, if you could keep getting off without having to leave that mood, then that's beneficial, right? So it's, you know, if it's like, oh, well, I want you to go four times, baby. It's like, yeah, but it's not just getting my dick hard. I can always do that. It's just like now it gets interrupted because now I'm going to eat a meal. Mm-hmm. After I have sex, now my stomach's full, and then maybe I might have to take a shit later, and it's gonna, then I have to take a shower again. And it's like two, three, then you're on like three showers for the night at that point, and then it's like, you know, I'm not sure if I want to do that, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like so it's different. So females have that benefit of being able to stay within the moment and still be able to get off multiple times. I will say I find you guys a bit soft. And I'll explain myself right now. And the reason why is because you have this amazing gift, yet I feel like none of y'all can really handle it, right?
Whoa.
How so?
Because I feel like there's always that point where you're like, okay, like I can't. And it's like it's almost like enough. And I'm like, enough.
I'll tell you what, Danny, when we say that, it's because we're bored of having sex with you.
No, it's not.
I'm sorry, but like, and don't get me wrong, there are times where I'm like, look, we just went, like my husband just got home from deployment. We've been fucking like crazy. And it does, you can get to the point where you're like, look, yeah, my vagina is so sore. I gotta take a day. But there are so many times where I've just been in the moment and experiencing amazing sex and you just want to keep going and going and going and going. I don't know. I don't think that
soft. I feel like not even the tired thing, because I'm the one that does all the work. You know, I like to put in the work, except I will say that the one position that is exceptional and you don't even have to do any work and you last forever is when the female is on top, because mm-hmm. she gets to do whatever she wants to do. And as a guy, like, I feel like you could just last forever when in that position.
Dude, I will say I hate being on top. I love it because I feel like empowered and sexy, but I have a hard time. Like, I'm all like, oh my God, I'm so out of shape. I got to take a breather. After like a few minutes, I'm like, all right, your turn.
Jen, what?
I've only known. Huh? Oh,
what about you?
I was just gonna say, I've only known one guy to actually get off to, you know, women on top.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not that I've only slept with like six dudes, so like, that's not exactly a good sample, but it's only one out of six dudes. That's not true.
I think that's a fairly accurate statistic.
Well, I think that number count, I think, you know, in this case, you want to keep your numbers not low, but as low as possible. I think if you were a big sample base around 200 or 300, that might be an issue.
I mean, hey, if it was 200 or 300, I think that's more power to me, isn't it?
I agree.
Well, yeah.
I agree.
Well, it depends on how you're getting it. Are you getting all in one shot or like over time?
Hey, you know? Man, sometimes
does it matter?
Sometimes you want to just like have like 9 people at once. And that's fine. That's just a party, you know?
It's a big time party. I've seen it before. You know what? That's always interesting too. I always wonder how that worked. You know, to do like, it was it bukkake or whatever? Is that the term?
Bukkake is it. Where it's one girl and then it's just a bunch of guys coming on her.
Yeah, but like, mm-hmm. How do you know like those dudes are clean? Like, how does that, because there's so many guys.
I will tell you this just from, I haven't had like crazy group sex like that, but I've had like foursomes and it's been always like they wear a condom or you know what I mean? Like, I guess like if they're going to come like on your face or something or in your mouth, like.
But not even that. I'm like talking about those people on TV.
Dude, that's the fucking thing. Because they have agents who get them tested every single time they go make a porn, you know? Or it's a fucking dirty amateur one, and then you just fucking roll the dice.
It's too many variables for me.
I like my porn. Right. Just simple. Just no.
Just like a simple 4 or 5 people, you know? That's all. That's all. Once we start getting to 19 or 20, I draw the line completely.
This is too much for me to handle.
This reminds me of my first ever, like, election I got to vote in. And the first ever election I got to vote in, this was back in LA. One of the things we had to vote for was we had to vote for whether or not porn stars in LA had to wear a condom.
I remember this.
And and the other thing we had to vote on was whether or not food had to advertise if it was grown with
GMOs.
With like GMOs. Yeah. So people voted that LA porn stars had to wear. Oh, hello.
Oh, I can hear you, but wow, is somebody in a wind tunnel? What is happening?
Can you guys hear me?
Oh my god. Tom.
What's up?
Dude, are you driving?
Am I what?
Are you driving?
Yeah, I just got out of work.
Welcome to Relationship Taco.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. Do I sound like talking?
You do, but that's okay. You sound beautiful.
We can hear you driving.
Who's on here? Who's all here?
Jen, my friend Jen.
Was she on last week?
Hi.
Yeah, she was on last week.
Was she the one with the sock puppet?
Yep, that's her.
Oh, yeah. What?
Sock puppet Jennifer.
Sock puppet. That's what I'm known for now.
Someone's not listening to Relationship Taco on her off weeks. I know that.
Hold up. If she's known for a sock puppet, what am I known for?
Can you repeat the question?
It's hard to hear with you driving, Thomas.
See, Jen got my back.
Oh, man. See, I got... Hold on. I got my...
Oh,
that's so much better.
He might have dropped it, though.
Oh.
Get the fuck out of here.
Nice. It's so much better, Daddy.
You guys are...
Is that better?
Oh, yeah. Disconnected.
Yeah, it's way better.
Jesus Christ. My phone automatically hooked up to the Bluetooth. So I got the headphones in, and I'm thinking I'm talking to you through the headphones like an idiot.
I was literally, it sounded like somebody was playing like Grand Theft Auto, speeding down, because I heard like a
Very distracting.
That's what everybody else is playing in this city. They're playing Grand Theft Auto, stealing cars and shit.
Yup.
Dude, this dealership got hit like near my work, and these people organized a giant group of people to go to a Dodge dealership, and they stole 10 Hellcats.
Oh, snap. That's crazy.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wild shit, man.
Wild, man.
Well, hey.
So are we just starting, or like what did I jump into?
Yeah,
no, we're in.
We haven't brought up topics yet. We're just kind of intro, like bullshitting.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
What were you talking about before though? We were getting...
Oh. We were talking about porn and how that reminded me of my first ever election.
She was saying how, I think it was something along the lines of, like, people voted to not have porn stars wear condoms, but, like...
No. People voted to have porn stars wear condoms, but people voted against food having to advertise whether or not it has GMOs in it. So people care more about... That means people care more about what goes into other people's bodies rather than what goes into their own bodies.
Wow.
I thought it would have been the opposite.
No.
Wow.
They want to protect their porn stars, they want to keep them around.
God, I'm trying to think of porn star names right off the top of my head, and I just can't. Do you guys have, like, favorite porn stars? I don't.
Yes.
Casey does. I don't just because, I don't know. There was one guy that I followed, but then it turned out he was, like, super abusive. And I was like, fuck that guy. I am not masturbating to you ever again.
There you go. I like that. You're standing up for your rights. That's a good thing.
I have a favorite porno.
What is it? Tell me about it.
Have you ever seen the Grinch porno?
No, but I've seen Edward Scissorhands porno, and that's weird.
What?
I don't know, man. I think I don't really have a favorite porn star, and I don't really have a favorite porn movie. I just go on to, like, Pornhub and whatever's, like, the daily thing.
XNXX, baby.
I just go down that until I'm done, and then, like, that's it.
I'm usually, like, peruse, like, 6 or so videos until I find a good one. And then...
No stamina.
I don't need it. I'm a girl.
No.
I tend to be into just, like, whatever the strangest thing I could find. Like, cake farting porn.
That's hilarious. Did
you say dick farting?
No, cake farting. Like, a girl would just sit on the cake and fart on it.
Do you know balloon popping is, like, a fetish?
What?
Yeah, so you were like,
dude, I need to make some money, man. What are you doing?
I feel like we're living under a rock over here.
Dude, I want to get into something like that. And Danny's all like,
listen, you girls are soft. We're over here talking about balloon porn. Get with
you're
it.
You're soft. Now, listen, Sasha Gray would be my favorite, probably.
Oh, Casey loves her. Called you out.
Phenomenal skills, you know. Yeah. Phenomenal skills.
I'm trying to think. I feel like I do know them off the top of my head, but like I can't think of them. Oh well.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like most of the time though, I'm kind of with Tom on that. You know, you just kind of I like Thumbzilla. I think that's a good place to go.
I've never heard of Thumbzilla.
Yeah, there's a lot of videos on there, so you can find a lot of what you're looking for. And what I'm really into right now
breeding
and for a while is the Playboy videos, but it's the ones where like they have like the big orgies, but they're couples, but like so they get to like meet each other and shit, and the dynamic is fucking hilarious.
Oh yeah, you because about
that. Yeah dude, because like there's all these like weird dynamics that have to happen because like this dude likes your girlfriend or your wife and he's trying to sleep with her and you're trying to sleep with his wife. But, like, no one's trying to be rude, but everyone's trying to fuck. And it's, like, this weird, like, dynamic that's going on. And sometimes it's really funny. And sometimes it's really sad, too, because, like, someone will go there being like, oh, we're here to, like, learn together. And then all of a sudden some bull comes over and just nails this dude's wife. And he's, like, sitting there like, I love you, honey. We're doing this together.
Ew.
And you're like, dude, no way, brother. She's doing that cock. And you're holding her hand. That's all that's happening. That's all that's fucking happening. That I can't have. I'd be like you know the when they say kids in school, like just to raise your hand and it's like that over like overhand, like exaggerated. I'd be like, nah, dude, my hand's up right now. Like we gotta change this up. This has to be a sharing environment. This can't be like and then people and you know what makes it even worse is when they start panning the camera. Like to other couples, because not everyone's having sex all at the same time. So some people are just like talking, like laying around, and they're all like watching that couple.
Oh,
and so like,
I would feel so,
it's, like,
self-conscious.
It's like this dude's railing this dude's wife. Everyone's watching, and he's not getting any play. Nobody came over to him. I'm like, dude, this is
dude.
Terrible,
I'm just like,
bro.
I'm cringing. I feel so bad. But hey, man.
Yeah, but that's good porn, like cringe porn, I guess.
Anyway, what's our first topic?
Oh yeah, we have topics. Oh, you know, well, for people listening to the show, you've kind of gotten used to our erratic style of things. But I guess actually, since you have a topic that you might remember off the top of your head right now. I think maybe we should start with yours, possibly.
Okay, so my topic is first time. So, like, your first time, like, having sex or your first, like, blowjob or whatever it was. Do you guys remember that? You have to. It's like,
oh, yes.
It's like a pitiful, I can't talk. One of, like, the most important parts of growing up and becoming... embracing sexuality, it's such a huge step in your life. tell me about it. I want to hear, because it's so, it's awkward too. It's so, like, I have a story, but I do want to hear.
Ladies first. Ladies first.
I'm just awkward by nature, so naturally I should go first and tell you the most awkward story.
There we go.
All right, so I was 20. I was almost 21. I was basically 20 and a half. And I've been dating this guy for 5 years, and we never had sex or did anything sexual because we both grew up in super Catholic homes. We went to 12 years of Catholic school, both of us. Yeah. And we were in college at this point. And I told him, hey, so if I go on birth control, do you want to have sex? He's like, okay. So we rented a hotel room that was literally a block and a half away from where he lived with his mom. He was super reluctant to go. And so we rented a room.
Was he a virgin?
And first off, we both were, actually. Like this, we had our first everything together.
That's sweet, though.
Oh, boy.
So he had a tough time finding the hole.
Yeah, that's a common occurrence.
Was it dark? Give him a little credit.
No, it was in broad daylight.
Yeah, to be fair,
though,
you have an eye on your dick. Usually, I assume it was like missionary or something. So he's like trying to like be on top.
It was.
Figure it out. You know, you don't know what you're doing.
And as he was figuring out, he was like, I'm not sure what guys see in having sex. And then once he figured out, he started going in and out. He's like, oh, now I get it.
Oh, shit. That's an interesting thing to say.
You're like,
I'm not sure what guys see in this.
Wait.
That's
30 seconds later. Oh, now I get it. Oh, man.
And we only did it once that night. After that, it was just hanging out and eating takeout, watching TV.
How long did it last?
Takeout's banging.
That was my first time. I don't know. It was probably like a minute or two, to be honest.
Sometimes I would choose a minute or two.
Wait, what did you say?
I was joking. I said sometimes I would wish.
No stamina!
Oh, man. All right, you guys now. I'm going to go last.
Oh, wait, that's the end of the story? So it was just, that was a...
What else do you want? They lived happily ever after? No, because you're super young.
No, I was just hoping that, you know, there's going to be something funnier. Two. That was just a very nice story.
All right, I'll go next.
Okay.
So I think I was 18 when I lost my virginity. Yeah, I think so. So I don't even care. I guess we should just say names. Who gives a fuck? So we're at this party at my house. My grandparents are out of town.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's out of town. I think they went up to New York to visit. And this was like a common occurrence. Out of our whole group of friends, we always had somebody out of town, you know, down in Florida where we were living in Port St. Lucie.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we had sort of like a small party, right? It was like a few girls and then like definitely way more guys than girls. I think there was like that was always the case.
That's
like
always,
you know,
case.
five or six guys and like three girls, I think it was, right? So two girls wind up leaving, so there's only this one girl left. Her name was Carrie, and she like, you know, it was clear everybody was trying to hit it, right? And I was like,
sacrificial lamb, bro.
And I was like all right, because our buddy Phil was there, you know, he was always the one that got the girl. So I was like, all right, I don't think I'm getting anything tonight. So I didn't even like try.
Yeah.
Plus I was a virgin. I didn't know what the fuck to do anyway.
Oh, dude.
So
I bet she was so just, into that though. Like, all these other guys are trying to get with me. You're the only one respecting me. Boom.
Maybe that's what worked for me. But so, we got like a bottle of vodka and we're just doing shots and we're just, you know, we had like Coca-Cola as a chaser, whatever. We're just going around in the circle, sitting outside in the back porch,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so we're all just hanging out. And then it's like, I guess everyone wanted to go to bed. I think it was like two or three in the morning or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, she jumps in my bed. Ooh. And I'm like, and then I think Matt took my brother's bed and Billy was on the floor. And she jumps in my bed and I'm like, that's my bed. I'm sleeping in my bed. So if you're going to be in there, you're going to have to sleep next to me. And she's like, well, you better not try nothing. I'm like, all right, whatever. So I just lay down and
you're
we're
like,
sitting in there, whatever.
Next to me.
Yeah. And I'm like, whatever. You know, I didn't even care. I wasn't even trying. And she like reaches over and grabs my hand and just puts it down like her pants.
Oh, damn.
And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. So like, you know, and my friends are in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So we start like doing whatever. And like, I'm going to be honest. I didn't even come. I was
so nervous.
Maybe because we were real drunk. And I don't know, but like it took yeah. off. Like we were like doing everything. We were like 69ing and then doing
wow.
all literally almost everything.
Just,
and then like
into it.
Yeah, and you know, my friend goes, dude, are you having sex? I'm like, yeah. And they got up and left. And I remember like we were on the floor like doing doggy style, and like we wound up pushing, like her head was in the corner of the room. Like we went from the middle of the room and just like shimmied our way in there. And like I don't think she got off. I definitely didn't get off. And we just kind of like stopped. So then we went back on my bed, and at that point I smoked cigarettes and like she smoked cigarettes, and we were sitting there. I was smoking a cigarette and my friend Phil came back from wherever he was. It was like 5 or 6 in the morning. Yeah. And he comes through the sliding glass door and looks at me and like he could tell. Mm-hmm. And he got that stupid grin on his face. Mm-hmm. And you know, he goes, hey, what's going on? No, nothing. We're just hanging out. Like, and then he wound up leaving, and she's like, you better not tell anybody.
You're like, happened. We literally just had sex
like,
in front
what
of three
the
people.
Fuck? Like, yeah, like, what the fuck? So, like, you know, whatever. That happened. That was my first time. And then, like, I guess she made a rumor that she was pregnant or something, and I heard that. I was freaking out. And I was like, oh, my God. I think it was the summer after I graduated. Maybe after I, no, it wasn't after I graduated. Definitely not. No, it must have been like spring break or something like that. My senior year, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't remember, but anyway, that was my story. That's what happened to me. I went on to have sex with older women after that, but that could be another podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yep.
Danny, you're up.
Yo, my shit is completely uneventful. I broke every condom that I had.
Oh, I didn't even use a condom, by the way. I didn't even use a condom.
I don't think I did either.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny is, like, I remember that time, but I don't actually remember the time I actually had sex. I just remember breaking all three condoms and just like, all right, I guess I'll just go down on you then. It's like, you know, like you just gas yourself up. And I, like I was saying before, is like, I remember like getting to the, like, what is it? The second one. And then being like, oh, I got one left, but not really feeling like it was an issue, you know, cause you know that they're going to break, you know, you're not an idiot, you know about how sex is and things and, you know, even though you don't have sex. But when the second one broke and I only had one left, it was like, whoa, now there's pressure. You know, there's pressure. And then I broke that one too. And then it was like, oh,
that's like
sucks,
having two strikes,
you know?
In baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, you start getting, you're like, all right, you can do this. But then you, like, again, you start learning. And I remember freshman year in high school, sophomore year in high school, I had a health education teacher who wanted to keep her students like well informed of what was going on. And so we started learning like what were the best condoms out at the time. Mm-hmm. You know, she told us about making sure you find condoms that fit your mm-hmm. dick size correctly, because that could cause things to break. And things with like no knocks and all nine, like, you know, so if it breaks, it kills like the pre-cum and all sorts of stuff. So like you learn all these different things, and it was like, that was what was interesting.
Yeah.
Thinking about that time period is that you really are unprepared. Yeah. And it's like, you want to make sure that with your kids that they're not as unprepared as you were, because they may not be mm-hmm. as smart as you or as lucky. And it's like, damn, man, I start to look back at my whole life now and like all the shit we used to do. And I'm like, oh my God.
I can't believe I was like 16 and pregnant or like fucking dead somewhere. I mean, God, we used to do dumb stuff. Like I want my kids to know. And I'm not, endorsing, like, I think kids should go out and like get shit faced or whatever, but I also think that, like, I want my kids to know, hey, I'm not gonna like get you in huge trouble, I'm not gonna like whatever, you need to call me. I would rather have you alive and with me and like than dead because you're scared that I'm gonna ground you, you know what I mean? Like, there's, I don't know.
Yeah, we just had that conversation with our 16-year-old daughter.
Oh, how was that?
Yeah, literally just had that conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're in a spot and you're afraid to get in a car with somebody or you're not comfortable, just pick up mm-hmm. the phone.
And you know,
you gotta be
totally.
Like that.
And here's the thing: kids are gonna experiment. You can't stop it. I mean, as much as I would love for my kids to never do drugs or drink or whatever, I know that's not a reality. And I mean, my kids are only like 6 and 1. I have a long time before I have to worry about 7. Ooh, my son just had a birthday the other day. Oh, it's sad. but I don't know.
Time flies, dear, remember.
So now we got to hear Ashley's
okay.
first time.
All right. So I'll tell you my first BJ experience, and then I'll tell you my first actual penetration. Okay, so I was like 16 and I was kind of dating this guy. I thought I was seriously one of those girls who fell in love so quick. I grew out of that very quickly because I was like, oh, this isn't how the world works. but nope. I was like, this guy, he invited me, he asked me to be his girlfriend, and he invited me to a 16th birthday party, and we were like dating for a little bit, and I was like, oh my God, I want to marry this guy. And he was like, hey, sneak out with me. And I was like, okay. So like, we turned out we lived on opposite ends of town. We thought we lived really close to each other, but like, he lived on, like, I'm going to make up a street, 132nd Street, and I lived on 132nd Avenue. So, like, totally opposite ends of town. We walk, like, an hour, both ends, to meet somewhere in the middle.
Oh, my gosh.
And we
found
this, like, bridge that was at a park that we knew. And he was all like, you should, you know, blow me. And I was like, yeah, sure. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna put this in my mouth, and I don't know how to do like a bobbing motion, or I don't know what to do, like, you know, you pick up tricks with like hand stuff and like the way you like, I had no idea what to do. I just stuck it in my mouth and like bounced up and down on my knees.
That's crazy. I can see that right now, dude.
Oh my God.
That's so wild. Like,
I don't know. I'm there for a while. Obviously, it's not really doing much. So that was my first time. He broke up with me after that.
Oh, man. That's rough.
I honestly don't remember his name, but on the off chance he's listening, it's cool. Fuck you, but also it's cool.
He dumped you directly. Oh my gosh, I got a story. I got a breakup story, but it's not my story. But this girl that we knew, it was me and Danny, and we were sitting on, we used to hang out with these twins, and we were sitting on their steps just hanging out. One of their friends came up and was just crying, right? And so they're like, what's wrong? What's going on? And she's like, oh, my boyfriend, but I found him with another girl. So she told this whole story, right, about how she went to her boyfriend's house. And when she got there, she noticed was like something was off or whatever. And she got to the room and she saw him and this girl there. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yo, what the fuck? Blah, blah, blah. and he got up and punched her in the stomach and told her to get the fuck.
What the fuck?
The girl he was with?
Yeah, he was like, he just punched her in the stomach. Was like, get the fuck
out.
He
acted like, and I don't know. She's assaulting me.
And I mean, we were really young, and at the time, me and Danny were just fucking laughing, dude. Like, how the fuck are you gonna get hit? You didn't do anything wrong. Like, you walk in, and then just like, bam, you get punched in the stomach or kicked, whatever it was.
Punch.
And yes, like she came in and she was like, "Yo, what are you doing?" And he was like, "Yo, get the fuck out of here!"
I thought
just,
he was
kicked
talking
her.
About
like,
the girl he was with. Like he was getting hit or whatever, and then punched her in the gut.
No, his girlfriend. Hard. Like, how are you gonna come in like the double whammy? Like, you
yeah, which
in,
is
you
already a figurative
comes, like,
punch in the gut.
Like, you're some kind of dog too. Like,
oh,
get out of here!
That's fucked,
dude. That's terrible, man. It sucks, you know. But you know those are those life stories, man.
I wonder
you go
she,
through.
I wonder if she tells that story to her friends.
Oh yeah,
now,
absolutely. Dude, this one guy fucking cheated on me.
That's if she's alive. She could be dead. We're old now.
That's true.
She could be dead. We're old people now. We're 35. I mean, shoot, we're 35. Did you hear my voice? My voice is changing now. Boy.
I'm 36.
I'm 26. So
you're dirty dead.
Yeah,
I think
boom, young squad.
Oh, she's always the baby, damn it. But do we have other topics too? I just forget what they were. Oh, toys. We were talking
yeah, but
about
we didn't
toys,
we
I
didn't
think.
Hear Ashley's penetration story yet. She's got to tell
oh,
us.
Oh yeah, we got to hear.
Okay,
that. Yeah,
this one's
hear
not
that
as
one. Tell us
like
about that. I hope it's
funny. But like, I was seeing this guy for a while. Also, probably like 16, 17. I think I was still 16. Seeing this guy. He is all like, you know, we're in the middle of it. It happened pretty quickly, like having sex, mostly because I was like, I want to do it. I want to experience it. So there wasn't a lot of like, you know, foreplay or like even like dating much before that. So, but he was all like in the middle of it. He's like, hey, tell me what I want to hear. And I was like, I don't know what that is. And he's all like, you know, talk to me. Oh. And, okay, hang on. Yeah.
Are you okay?
So, okay. No, sorry, I got
so
distracted.
So you're dropping that deuce, just, and you're like, hold on.
I got distracted. So he's all like, okay, well, tell me what. And I thought he was all like, wanted me to tell him that I loved him. And so it's like, I love.
Oh.
Ashley, God.
So it's like, I love you. Which, honestly, I did not. I know I said that, like, I really fell, but after that,
oh,
like,
my
guy God. Dumped me right after that. I was like, never again. So, but yeah. And then that's pretty much how that went. And it was real awkward. So.
Did he dump you after
that? No,
he dated
for like 3 years. he really
oh,
sucked.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So that's
like,
not too bad, I guess.
It was like 2 years. But no, he really sucked.
Damn, dude. You tell some crazy stories, man. So, I mean, have you learned
no,
from the
I
whole
still
Bobby,
do that. That's my go-to technique.
That's your go-to move? So let's get into would this be the last and
sure.
final category?
I don't know.
Or question? I don't even know how many we've been on yet. Have we even started one yet at this point? We've ran around so much. I know a lot of people are always wondering about toys, right? It's always like that weird thing that some relationships are really open. Others are, I think it's more of an awkward thing when it's two people because it seems like for people that are hesitant on both sides, they want to bring something up to their lady, but they don't want their lady to feel like some, you know, piece of meat. And on the other end, they don't want to make their man feel insecure for some reason. So I think there's always those issues that you have these dynamics. And so I always wondered what were the toys that you started with in your relationship.
Started with?
Well, yeah, start and end. Tell us the whole series. Yeah, like what, like how are they a part of your routine in your relationship or
I,
no?
In, for me, yeah. I would say I definitely, can you hear me?
Yeah, now.
Hello? for me, yeah. We use like, I don't know, lots of stuff all the time, just either for fun or just like me. I don't know. I'm very adventurous, so we have lots of stuff. I guess when I started, though, it was like, I don't know, like, yeah, smaller pieces, like more like vibrators as opposed to like, you know, dildos. But I don't know.
Did you feel like it was a thing where it was just easy to bring
Ooh,
up,
or I think it's,
is it
like different
that
with
you
each
felt?
Partner. I will say though, pretty much by the time I was like an adult, like 18 to now, I've only had two main partners. I've had like other like smaller partners that I just didn't ever do that stuff with, just because I think that does take a certain sense of security, in a way, you know, because I'm not just gonna be like, hey, one night stand, why don't you use this fucking 12-inch dildo? <You know? laughs>
Slam this hog monster,
you know?
In me, babe.
But yeah, so I think honestly, with my ex, there wasn't a lot of toy stuff because I think he had a lot of insecurities. Whereas with my husband, there's no insecure feelings with that. It's just, let's just have lots of pleasure. So yeah, that's it. What about you guys?
Well, first time I ever used a sex toy is because of a bet.
Oh, let's hear this one.
So I bet you won't use this dildo.
And basically, so we were at this like go-kart racing rink, and I just asked, not really asked, I was just joking about using a dildo on him. And he said, like, all right, if you beat me in this go-kart race, you can use a dildo on me. So we went on the go-kart race. I lost, but he felt bad because I was so excited to use a dildo on him. But he let me use a dildo on him. So that day, I went into a sex shop.
Oh, yes.
And I bought my...
Yes,
what?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You're a goddess. I love it.
You pegged him?
Come on.
That was...
Oh, my God.
That was my first time buying a sex toy as well. So I went into the sex shop and I bought like the biggest dildo I can try, at least what I thought was a dildo. And then when I came out and we opened it, it turned out to be the thing that trans guys like pack their pants with. So then I went back into the sex shop and I asked, like, hey, I was literally in here like two minutes ago. I didn't use this. And they're like, no, you can't return it. So. But the sex shop guy was nice, and he was like, okay, yeah, so you can't return it, so I'm going to help you pick something out. He's like, so what do you want to get out of this? And I told him the bet that we had. He's just like, well, why do you even need to buy a dildo? How about just fuck him and, like, slap him in the face with this flaccid, like, penis thing? It's like, that's not the goal. I want him to know what
he
feels like.
Yeah,
we're
going to put the power on him, daddy.
So he asked me, how big is this guy's dick? And I told him.
Nice.
And he found me a dildo that size, and it was neon pink.
Like,
I bought it.
Not, like, destroying his butthole, because... but...
I felt like I could have done better, because when I fucked him, I gave him a mercy. I had him lie down on his side, and I had him fucked him that way. But, like, if I had him actually, just like on his knees and ass yeah, up. Yeah, that would have that, that would have been like, much more realistic experience. I wanted to go eat on him the first time.
Was he sideways like a patient?
Fetal position.
He was sideways fetal position as if he was being like his like ass again.
Like you were giving him a depository what? Or some shit.
Was he sucking his thumb?
No.
No. Oh. Here's. But did he enjoy it?
I kind of.
Oh my
no.
God.
Because he was like it, to me, it sounded like maybe he secretly wanted it, so that he's like, I guess you can still just
yeah,
because
he
like,
definitely
well,
wanted that shit.
Go kart race or whatever, or I'll let you do it if you win. Because that sounded like to me like he was interested.
Nah. Now I'm starting to feel
hey.
Weird. Now I'm starting.
Part of
because now I'm thinking
opening your sexuality.
No, let me finish. Let me finish. Okay. Now I'm thinking if he didn't even enjoy it.
Well, maybe he just
why was he
never
so willing
it?
To do it?
Nice.
You know. I don't know. That's a big first step. There might
maybe
be something emotional there behind that.
Like,
that
hey,
might
why don't
to
you
get
stick
that
a
out.
Finger in there? We'll see what it's about.
Yeah, like, to try it out. Like, to go that extreme and then to be for your first time, like, to me it seems like there was something he needed out of that was deeper than sexual, maybe. You know? But I don't know what happened after that, Jen.
I mean, after that, he tried anal again, like, this time, like, you know, just the usual, like, ass up and shit. And he's like, you know, I don't see why you girls are so... I don't see why you girls say that anal hurts. It didn't hurt. He's like, oh, do you want to,
yeah.
like, actually be in that position where you're, like, on your knees and ass up? I can fuck you that way if you want. I still have that dildo. He's like, oh, no, thank you. But he kept, like,
he said,
his hand
no, thank you.
About...
He actually said, hell
oh, he
no,
didn't say no, thank you.
I
was just paraphrasing for you.
Punch you in the stomach like that one girl that like I can't talk. You guys know where I'm coming from.
She dude, she got straight up like that's what I'm saying is that people are very unique then, yeah, I guess. I couldn't imagine actually finding someone do that and they get up and kick me in the stomach, but I guess that's just how life works sometimes.
Like, oh my gosh, I don't know what the fuck to do now.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, now you're about to catch these charges. That's what's about to happen.
Well, maybe
he
picked a girl that he
told me my
liked more. Maybe he was, like, playing both. And then, like, or maybe, I don't know, maybe he was playing both, but then he was like, shit, I'm caught in the act. At least with one girl, the one that I'm with right now, maybe if I act like, oh, shit, I don't know what's going on, like, person, get out of here, then this other girl will stay with me. Boom, that's my theory.
I think you're close to it, but, like, in a way more sophisticated way. I think he was just kind of, like,
right,
fight or flight
that's
right there. Right. Just, like, got up and just kicked her in the stomach. You know, just like, get the fuck out of here, you know? Like, I don't know. I think that's, like, one of those things that just kind of goes down like that. I don't know. I pretty much don't have any other stories
well, cool.
besides that.
Besides what? What, toys, you mean?
No, yeah. I mean, well, yeah,
kind of
I guess.
Do you
I was asking, well, who's next?
Yeah, we don't really use any. I mean, you know, there's a small vibrator. I have a cock ring. That's a vibrating cock ring, you know. That's pretty much it. I used to have a fleshlight.
Did I ever tell you guys how I found my
that was interesting.
Fleshlight inside his lunchbox? While I was doing the dishes.
What? Lunchbox?
I know.
Oh, boy. He's stroking at work.
I was like...
For sure.
I don't know. In my early 20s, living with this guy. We were just roommates. And I'm doing the dishes. And I'm like... He left his lunchbox, like, right next to the sink. So I was like, I'll just wash his dishes for him. And there's a fleshlight in it. I was like, shit, dude. You're stroking in your truck at work. There's no way you're not. That's fuck. I mean, whatever.
Wow.
Do what you gotta do, I guess. But, like, I don't know, dude. You're gonna get fired if you get caught. Somebody, like...
Well, yeah, duh.
Or whatever.
Yo, that's that thing's not like easy to keep clean. You gotta really clean that thing after every use.
At least with like you know, our like, toys, we can just so if he's doing it at work, fast, you know,
he's bringing it in. Yeah, because you got to take it apart. True. You got to like bring it in, rinse it out, and everything. He's probably doing that in the bathroom.
I highly doubt it. He was a gross guy.
Rinsing it out at work in the bathroom? That's nasty.
Dude, I did.
Well, was
I
it like full of shit when you found it?
I put it back in the lunchbox and I zipped it up. I wasn't going to look inside of it. I saw it and I was like, this is gross. And I put it back.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I took
it smell
a
like?
Whiff.
Did it smell like jizz?
You squared up on that thing.
Well, if you open a lunchbox, you know, you could probably smell it.
Honestly, I think I was too in shock at the fact that what I was seeing, that I probably didn't take in any of my other senses.
Right. Yeah.
Have you guys seen that show Dave with the rapper Little Dicky? Do you remember that? Do you remember that scene where his wife catches
his
him with like the half ass with
the
floppy legs? Dude, it's hilarious. I mean, how would you feel about that? Like, if your partner had like a whole half body, or even like a full body person, like, or actually not person, but like a, I guess a doll or whatever, would you be okay with that?
I mean, what about what about VR? Date. If like they watch VR porn,
ooh.
Is that any different?
What do you?
Would
do
that
you
be
think?
Worse?
You go first.
VR is banging.
You
who are you talking to?
You what?
So, yeah, I had an ex, and I lived with him and shit like that, and one thing he kept bringing up is that if we ever had like VR headset, he would watch porn on it constantly, and I honestly wasn't sure how I felt about that. I mean, I was okay with like him like watching porn in the mornings when like I was too sleepy to have sex or if I just wasn't home. But then like, you know, VR, it got a bit weird to me, especially because I actually wanted to use VR for like art.
You're like
making
this is tainted
and like
now.
Playing video. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I don't even know. I feel like it's a concept for new relationships now. Like, maybe I would get used to you eventually. I don't know. Like, that's something very new to me. I'm sure.
Okay,
if you need
I will
other
say
people,
I'm
so
not
I'd
sure
be
about
willing
VR.
To take other people's take on that.
I think I would be cool with it. I will say this right off the bat. First, I think that different people's communication with their spouses, like, you're comfortable with what you're comfortable with. If your spouse isn't, then you have to take that into consideration, whether they're right or wrong, whatever, like, that's up to, you know, you guys to discuss and figure out. But like, I don't know, because I talked to somebody about like, oh, I don't like it when my boyfriend watches porn, like that's considered cheating to me. It's not to me, and I think it's kind of ridiculous when people say that, but at the same time, that's not my relationship, and that's, you know, there's. But I will say, I think I'd be okay with, like, VR. But I think it's ridiculous. Like, I think it would be stupid. VR makes me dizzy. And I'm just trying to think of, like, what you're... It's just, like, titties in your face or something. You're looking around and, like, kicking off. I will say, so, like, if you had, like, a sex doll, I think that would creep me out. So if it
like
was
a,
like
a floppy
Dave,
like a floppy
like
jalopy,
that, like... that would be okay with me, to be honest, just because I'm like, whatever. But if it is like one of those creepy dolls with like the face and the arms that just like stick out and the ginormous titties that are just like, I'd be like, oh, this is so creepy.
Okay, wait, what about, like, one of those, like,
they
super realistic, like, sex dolls actually have a jankle?
Nah, dude, you need to go. You need to go explore a little bit.
Dude, have you guys seen that Netflix documentary? It came out a couple years
ago. They look like real people.
Sex dolls. I forget what it was called. I'll have to look it up and I'll send it to you guys because it was so fucking hilarious. My sister and I watched it like 3 times. We could not stop laughing, but it was also incredible, like what they're doing with everything.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, I had a discussion mm-hmm. with my wife about robots because, like, I wanted to write this story about how someone grows up and falls in love with a robot, and the robots are going through change, like, and discrimination,
and right
on how
now.
Like black people did in the 60s. But it's with robots,
no,
like Chappie,
Chappie,
that movie Chappie.
I never saw Chappie.
Her. Oh, I guess Chappie was similar.
Her?
District 9.
We're all
District
over the
9.
Place right now. Her was right? about that
Is
guy
that,
that fell in love with the robot.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, forget I said anything.
It's not any of those. So it's,
no, I was just saying, like, there's a movie called, like,
you're
I think it's District 9.
You're thinking of iRobot.
And it was kind of, like, racism towards
robots.
I just played. No, I'm not. I'm not thinking of iRobot.
No, District 9 is like that.
District
they
9.
Have
yeah.
all, they have them all like sectored
yeah,
off and
yeah.
stuff like that. And but no, it's more of just like a love story between like a young person growing up and falling
Does
in love with this
robot love?
And they're dealing with this discrimination.
Can the robot love?
And it brings up some What's up? Yes, like absolutely. So it's like just like how black people could love, but people couldn't understand why they looked at them like they were subhuman, you know. So it's like all so and they were like, you know, it starts off obviously as robots being servants, you know, and that sort of thing. And then eventually as technology got better and they were able to put consciousness mm-hmm. inside the robots and all that stuff, things changed. And I thought about that and I was like, how would you feel about that? Like if your son or your daughter brought home like a robot and was like, this is like someone I love, like, would you be okay with that? Or would you just be happy
okay,
for them?
I'm
or would you be like, I don't know, like, what would you think?
I am very intrigued by this. I think with what we have right now, if it were to happen right now, I would be like, that's whack. Just because it is like an inanimate object, even though we have very intelligent software, it is not to a human, you know, emotion capacity. But
this is a full person, though. This is a person that can communicate with your kid and everything.
My butt. So.
Yeah, but.
So, but if it was like something that could love them, I'd be totally cool with that. I think mostly just because I don't know. I think if I don't care who you love as long as they can love you back.
Right.
You know? And I think that's the important thing.
Right. Anybody else?
Well, I want to go back. Like, if I came home, I'll get to that. But if I came home from work and, like, my wife was riding a mannequin with a fucking giant dick, I would just walk in and be like, I would just
start
freaking
off. Tommy getting like, cocky
yeah.
with my
like,
mannequin.
Like, all right, okay. Yeah. I would just stand up and like,
all
you
right,
know, like,
off.
If that hole's taken, I'm taking another one, you know?
Yeah.
So, but as far as like if my kids
said I'm
gonna
marry
robot,
this android
or an android, I don't know. Is that? I mean, look, if my kid's happy, then hey, you know what? That would be cool though, because then I could like then we could be like, all right, well let's program it to be exactly like what you want, and I'm gonna be like, he's not an asshole. I don't want, or maybe it's a she.
Yeah.
They can't be an asshole. That's perfect for me. You know, then I'll have to. That's one less person I gotta beat up or scare, or, you know, fucking run off. You know, one less thing to worry about. You can't get pregnant.
What if they
right?
could? They had little
can't get
cyborgs.
Her pregnant. Can't spread a disease that we know of.
But seriously, yeah. I don't know. Think about what you guys are saying right now, right? Think about how you're wording it and how you're saying it, but remove the robot aspect and put a human being in there and look how
well, and that's crazy the thing. It's like
kind of that sounds, right? So it's like that's where the discrimination would come now, from. Because
now
you would,
Tom's you set us up. Bring, racist.
You would bring human. Oh, you set us up. You bring no, but I'm serious. But those would be the dynamics because we would be bringing
replace
our
robot with a black guy
level of understanding like, to a conversation. That... no, but it's true though, and I'm like, oh man, that would be a cool story.
Yeah,
but
a lot
I don't know
CGI,
if I ever get enough money.
Dude.
Funding and shit.
Yeah,
but you know what? Yeah. Hey, man, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. We'll see. But anyways, I want to get out of here because I want to play video games.
Oh, Danny,
with my best friend,
we're
so.
Gonna play video games.
but anyways, yeah, right. Yeah, right.
I'm sorry.
I can't even get you on the video
track.
Podcast.
The fact that the track is still out right now is tripping me out. It's not like still out, but it's like that dark blue where you can tell it's like still like there's still light out. And it's fucking like almost 10 is blowing my mind right now.
Good way to dance around that question. In relationship taco episode. No, but no, seriously, I had a fun time. And if anyone wants to join us, let us know. You can come in, you can chat with us. But
Jen, it was so
Jen
nice
as always, thank
you
for joining us again. Love to have you whenever you want.
Yeah, same here.
And the rest of you guys, if you want to hear some more, I guess let us know. If you like the show, let us know. You can find us on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple, what is it, iTunes, all that stuff. You can find it. Just type in Relationship Taco, and that's where you'll find us. And actually, I appreciate all the listens that we had last week. So thank you guys so much. So anyways, we're out of here. I'll see you later. Touch yourself, touch other people, love everybody, have a good day.